Summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the carbon is high. Your daddy's rich and your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. Spread your wings and take to the sky. But until that morning, ain't no one's gonna harm you. Not with your daddy.
That is wonderful. Beautiful. That is from a Herbie Hancock album entitled Gershwin's World. And of course, Joni Mitchell just doing just fabulous vocals on that. You can almost picture that, especially Joni in her later years. It almost sounds like Miles' muted horn, doesn't it? I really like that. Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Wayne Shorter on soprano saxophone, and Stevie Wonder just killing it on that great harmonica solo. Very, very nice. Herbie Hancock. Gershwin's World is the name of the album. Of course, Summertime, the name of the track. Today being, the second day of summer, is it not? Yeah, second day of summer. And it's been hot and very summer-like. So that song definitely has its meaning for today, for sure. All right, time now, 7:13. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. A little more than 45 minutes left to go on this jazz journey. We're going to continue on right now with the little vocals here from Gretchen Parlato.
Even if you say goodbye, I still love. Even if a dream may die, I still love. Even when my life is through, I still love. No matter what you say or do, I still love. I still love.
la 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 la.
Michael Deese from his album Coming Home. We heard two tracks from that. Michael Deese is a really fine trombone player. Really doesn't get the recognition he deserves. Not only is he a great trombone player, but he does some really fine arrangements. We've seen him play in New York on a couple occasions and heard some of his arrangements. I think I heard one that he arranged for the Cat in Black's Big Band. But he's known for doing some, you know, large ensemble arrangements, and you could hear how well he composes and arranges there. Michael Deese, the name of that track was Good and Terrible. And according to the liner notes, that was written in 5/4 time, for those of you trying to keep time to that one. Michael Deese on trombone. Steve Wilson on alto sax, Rennie Rosnes on piano, Christian McBride on bass, and Ulysses Owens Jr. on drums. And we heard two from that album. The one you heard before that was In a Sentimental Mood, the great Duke Ellington composition. Yeah, dig that. We'll be hearing more from that album in the coming weeks here on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Let's see, before that we heard from Mulgrew Miller, the late Mulgrew Miller, who passed away last month on the 29th of May. And we heard his rendition of the Miles Davis composition, Joshua, and that was recorded on the album Live at Yoshi's Volume 2. Along with Mulgrew Miller on piano was Ray Drummond on bass and Alvin Queen on drums. All right, let's see, time now 7:38 here on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. A little more than 20 minutes left of some fine jazz music ahead of you. As I mentioned, the last track you heard was written in 5/4, and the one you're about to hear is one of the great pieces that was written in 5/4 that, you know, is quite famous, and this is called Take Five. Thank you. In the background, you're listening to Dave Douglas from his new album, Time Travels. And that's Dave Douglas on trumpet, John Iragaban on tenor sax, Linda O on bass, Matt Mitchell on piano, and Rudy Royston on the drums. And let's see, before that we heard from Michelle Camillo from his brand new release, a solo piano release called What's Up, and we heard the Dave Brubeck composition, Take Five. Heading towards the end of tonight's show, we're going to finish things up with Chris Potter from his latest release called The Sirens, and we're going to hear a track called Penelope. So that'll do it for tonight's show. Keep it tuned right here at WHUS. Coming up next, Steve Herzog with his fine show, Words and Music. Good night, folks. Uh-huh.